till dawn.
Okay. What if you were, what would you say if you were leaving someone's house after dark? You tell them.
Oh, if you were leaving, good night.
What if you were leaving somebody about 11 o'clock in the day? Would you say anything?
No. Maybe good day, but you wouldn't say that.
Do you hear that much good
day? Only people kidding around, like, you know, good day.
How does it sound?
Kind of proper.
You'd say, today is Wednesday, so Tuesday was...
yesterday.
And Thursday is...
tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, you'd say he came here.
A week ago.
I was talking about specifically Sunday. He came here.
Sunday a week. Sunday a week.
Okay. And if someone's going to leave, not next Sunday, but a week beyond that, he's going to leave.
Probably the same thing. Sunday a week.
Okay. So that can refer to either past or present?
Yeah.
Someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say, stayed about...
half a month.
And the child just had his third birthday, you'd say he's...
3 years old.
And talking about how tall rooms are, you'd say this room's about...
8 feet.
And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody...
what time is it?
And you'd look at your...
watch.
And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say that it's...
7:30.
Or another way of saying that.
7:30.
And 15 minutes later than that, it's...
7:45.
And if you've been doing something for a long time, you say, I've been doing that for
quite a while.
And you'd say 1974 was last year, 1975 is...
this year.
And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly...
a year ago.
And talking about the weather, you'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the look of those black...
clouds.
And on a day when the sun is shining and you don't see any clouds, you'd say it's a...
a beautiful day. A sunny day.
What about just the opposite from that? Where it's real dark and overcast, you'd say it's a...
a cloudy day. Or overcast.
And if the clouds are getting thicker and you think you're going to have some rain in a little while, you'd say the weather is doing what?
Turning bad.
And if it had been cloudy, but then the clouds pull away and it looks like the sun's going to come out, you'd say it looks like it's finally going to
shape up.
Okay. And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you're having a
drought.
And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down.
A downpour or a storm.
What if there's thunder and lightning in it?
A storm.
And if it's raining but not too hard, you'd call it a...
drizzle.
What else?
A slight... a shower.
What's the difference?
Between a drizzle and a shower? Drizzle's between... a shower is a little heavier. Drizzle is just between mist and falling raindrops.
What do you call it when you get up and you can't see across the road? Do you call that a...
a hangover?
Or when you can't see... there's... well, it's kind of like a mist.
Oh, fog.
Hmm?
Fog.
Okay. What would you call a day like that?
A foggy day.
And now that you start counting to 15.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
And the number after 19?
20.
And 26?
27.
And 29?
30.
And 39?
40.
And 69?
70.
And 99?
100.
And 999?
1,000.
And 10 times 100,000.
Million.
Hmm?
1 million.
And if there's some people standing in line, the person at the head of the line